Oh, you are my awakening. That's John Waller. I needed a little awakening today. How about you, Kelly?
Yes.
It's like a double Monday when you have a Monday off and then you have to come in on Tuesday and try to get back into the groove of things. It's like a double Monday, I think.
Yeah, because you have all this work that you need to catch up on, and your schedule is compacted into 2 days of work in one.
That's right. I think I definitely need another cup of coffee here.
I agree.
So. You know, I was reading in my devotions this morning about Fanny Cosby. She wrote so many hymns. They say that she wrote like over 8,000 hymns.
Wow.
In her lifetime. And she even used like a pseudonym because the publishers didn't think people would believe that she was writing so many hymns. So that's a lot of hymns. But, you know, she was blind.
Mm-hmm.
And I read today how she became blind. I didn't know that. But when she was just 6 weeks old, her family physician used hot compresses on her eyes in an attempt to cure an infection. And that's what actually caused her blindness. So very sad story. But, you know, she reflected in her autobiography that she never could have written all those thousands of songs if she had constantly been distracted by the sights of an interesting world. And she said that she was actually thankful for her blindness.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You know, we struggle with so many things in life that aren't the way that we want them to be, things that seem less than perfect. But to be thankful for those things and seeing the blessings in them, to me, that's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Good story. So it is time for Kelly and Coffee. What do you have for us this morning?
Well, I brought in a few listener comments. And the first one is from Rita in Reedstown.
Oh, hi, Rita. I don't think we've heard from her before, have we?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, good morning, Rita.
She writes, I love to listen to Praise Network on my way to and from work. I even have my son listening to Christian music.
Mm.
He'll be singing away and not even realizing it.
Gotcha. Oh, that's so fun. I wonder how old her son is.
Yeah.
Very fun. Well, whether he's young or he's a teenager, you know, we're just so glad that he's listening too, and those messages are getting into his heart and into his soul. Thank you, Rita.
And Cindy writes, it helps me to start my morning in a positive way.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
Have you ever started your day just with negative thoughts and worries and cares and anxieties? And it's like all of a sudden you feel like you're being run over by all of this stuff.
You know? And things just don't go well.
No, and you just got to wait and like, okay, I need to reset and get my mind on the Lord. So hopefully we can help you reset throughout your day, you know, and your mind starts going down bad paths, or there's a lot of things in life that are happening and you just need that reset and get your mind back on the Lord. Well, we're here for you all day long.
What you're saying goes right into our last listener comment, and it's from Michelle in Bloomer.
Oh, hi, Michelle. We have a lot of listeners up in Bloomer now. Love hearing from them.
She writes, my day isn't quite right if I don't listen to the Praise Network right away in the morning.
Mm.
It just sets my thoughts on the right track for the day.
Oh, yeah. And don't we all need that? You know, you can go in and you can start your day listening to the news and all the negative things happening in the world. It's like, ugh. But you get your mind on the things of the Lord through the messages and through the songs. And it just kind of sets the tone for the whole day and gets our mind started in the right direction.
Very true.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Kelly. Have a great day.
And you too.
Don't forget, it is paperclip day.
You're right. I have to go and make sure my paperclips are filled.
And know how much they are appreciated.
Thank
how handy dandy they are. Thank you.